A bit back, I wrote about my experience of one day online dating and some of what I ran into at that point. Ended up happening is I had joined plentyoffish.com and created a profile. Ended up deleting it in 3 days because it was just so damn overwhelming to have all these fucking people contacting me, really. I'm not someone who just talks to strangers, strange men especially, and yet I am someone who's polite. So if someone would send me a thoughtful message, I would want to respond, and it was just like too much fucking work to be communicating to people that I probably wasn't interested in because, yeah, just basically trying to, like, figure people out as far as how people approach you. Someone sends you hi, like, that's never a good sign. Just a lot of people who maybe don't have the best intentions. That's what I've learned because I deleted it, the first one, after 3 days. And then I decided a couple weeks later that I'd given up on it too soon and that I just needed to go into it with a different frame of mind, knowing more what I was looking for and kind of using it as an exercise to be intentional in that way. So I'd actually update my profile to kind of reflect my headspace about where I was at, like with just thinking about dating and people and whatever. That's actually been helpful and useful, but same kind of thing where there's a lot of people contact and it's hard to know who's there for the right reasons because I've learned the hard way that not everyone is as open and honest as I am, which is fucked up because people should go into it in the right spirit. I mean, I don't know. I guess I've just really gotten to a point in my life where I need to do things intentionally, with intention. Have good intention towards others. Like, I guess part of, like, where that attitude for me comes from is that I co-parent 50-50 with my daughter's father, and him and I have a great relationship. You know, our daughter will be 8, and we've never once had to go through the courts or have someone else tell us how to raise our family. Him and I are very intentional with our communication and our expectations with each other and for her. So we really make it work damn well. And it's not by just like sheer chance. Like, it's because we're intentional and we go into it trying to communicate positively and things like that. Most people aren't very intentional. They're kind of half-assed, really. Like, not thinking about your impact that you can have on another person in a really negative way or in a really healing, positive way. I happen to know that, like, I'm a healer. I just have this kind of weird gift, like, is the technical term, as I'm an empath. I can feel other people's things, and I'm a natural healer, which jives with my profession of being in mental health, and I'm especially good working with trauma. So anyhow, the fact that being able to really be intentional with what I want with someone, and coupled with the fact that I am healing. Like, I have so much love to give, and it will heal whoever I'm aiming it at, because it's powerful. I don't take that lightly. I know my worth. I do. Like, I'm a good person, a good woman, a good mom. I have a big-ass heart, and people love to prey on that, either doing it with malice of feeding their own need in some way, or just by being so thoughtless and careless that they do things that are harmful without even recognizing it. So it's hard. It's been a hard experience trying to do online dating when not everyone is like me. I don't know. Lesson I've learned is that people can be damn convincing and kind of give their own versions of the truth that they want to sell. Doesn't necessarily mean it's true. Really is a hard reality check for me that not everyone has the openness or the vulnerability to really deeply feel other people. I mean, I can. I'm very accepting of people's sore spots, of people's irritating qualities, people's baggage, people's histories, and helping tell a different story, helping make a different story. I dated someone. I got to know them, like, in an in-depth way, and met the person even. Shared my true self. And come to find out that, like, that person did not come into it with an intentional honesty. It's hard to know, like, which truths to discount and which are real. It's a mindfuck, really, when, like, someone claiming to be divorced and they're actually married, living with their wife and on a dating site and actively developing a relationship with someone is deceptive and it's based on lies. What the fuck ever if married people want to do what they want to do, you should be upfront about it. Like, if you're gonna be cheating on your spouse, you should not claim to be, like, someone completely different than you are. Like, if you're living with your wife, you shouldn't say that you're single, you know? It's an unnecessary lie. People deserve to kind of know what they're getting into and what sort of situations are right for them or not. I was not given that. I would not have chosen to even start to feel anything, start to care about someone if I knew they were already involved with someone else and couldn't offer me potential. Because when it comes down to it, if there's not, like, an equal contribution of giving good shit to a relationship, it's not gonna work out. It's not gonna survive. So one person brings truth, one person brings lies, and pretty much everyone ends up with tears in their eyes. Listen to me all poetic and shit, right? So, online dating has basically set me back greatly in my ability to trust people, take people at their word, and to kind of believe that there are good people out there who I can develop friendship. And I'm not a casual person. I was never looking for a fling. I was looking for something rooted in friendship, and definitely not on lies, definitely not with someone married. So it's just a really confusing place to have made growth and wanting to date now that I'm divorced, to be set back and having to question someone's character. Could have gone different.